Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyili Ilihonganji. Moyili Ilihonganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyiliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Jo Desmarais, in memory of Edith Maeda's birthday. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Jeffrey Soga of Waipahu Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Soga.
Good morning, Keizu listeners. I hope all are fine and enjoy living each day meaningfully. I'd like to thank Ms. Demarest for supporting the White Way this morning. I'd like to read a meditation. Please join me with putting your hands together and bow your head. Amid the Buddha surrounds all people and all forms of life with infinite love and compassion. Particularly does Buddha send forth loving thoughts to those in suffering and sorrow, to those in doubt and ignorance, and to those who are striving to attain truth, and to those whose feet are standing close to the great change people call death. Amid the Buddha sends forth oceans of wisdom and compassion. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you. After enduring 2 years of inactivity and patience, we finally had the opportunity to build a Bondance Yagura at the temple parking, and we could do Bondance in person again. Last Saturday, there was a Obon service and dance at Waipahu Honganji. It was very success, like Moyili Honganji Obon Festival. So many people came, and it was great success. If you listen to this radio and those who came to Bondance to the Waipahu Honganji, I'd like to express my sincere gratitude for coming to the Bondance at Waipahu Honganji all the way. Thank you. This morning, I will talk about origin of Bon. It is said that the Obon is originally derived from Urabonkyo Sutra. Few days ago, I was checking Urabonkyo Sutra by Google. I found the original photo of the sutra. I translated it. It starts like this. Quote, "It is written in the Urabonkyo Sutra, Master Mokuren gained a power to see through the six worlds of suffering, and with that eye power, he found his late mother in the world of Gaki, hungry ghost. When Mokuren prepared some food in a bowl and offered it in front of his mother, she took it with her left hand and put the food in her mouth with right hand. But it quickly became a fire and she could not eat it. With tears of heartbreak, Master Mokuren went to Shakyamuni Buddha and asked him why and what to do to help his mother. At that time, the Buddha explained Mokuren the reason why she entered the realm of Gaki suffering, a hungry ghost, and Mokuren could not do anything by himself alone. Buddha told Mokuren on July 15, end of the summer seminar, to make an offering of food to all great masters. With the virtue, you will be able to save people of his family of seven generations back and gain happiness and relief from the suffering of the three world, hell, hungry ghost, and beast. As Buddha advised, Master Mokuren did offer food to all great masters who attended the session. After he looked for his mother in hungry ghost, she was saved from there." Unquote. This sutra gives us a lot of information and questions. It is originally Ulambana Sutra. It translated to Chinese character Urabon Sutra. When this sutra came to Japan, it is shortcut to be called Obon and officiated on July 15. From this sutra, Obon became an event to think about ancestors. Don't you think that the world of hungry ghost, realm of hungry spirit preached by this sutra is interesting? When Master Mokuren offered the meal to his mother, she held it in her left hand and ate it with her right hand without a word of gratitude. What I think from this expression is that in the world of hungry spirit, it is natural that food is there, and people start eating without expressing gratitude or thanksgiving words. And the image of holding it with her left hand, eating it with her right hand, bringing the meal to her mouth without sharing it with others. Please look at yourself when you receive meal. If you eat a meal like this, no appreciation, no sharing, and by one hand, even if you have a human body, your mind or spiritual life will live in a realm of hungry ghost. This is both my question and thought. Why Shakyamuni Buddha taught to Mokuren offer meal to all participants of retreat? Because he can't help his mother by himself alone. I think that it is important what Buddha wanted to teach to Mokuren. Sharing food with everyone is very important. Well, there is a lot more I'd like to think about, but I'll change the subject. In Japan, this Bon service is held on July 15, and in some regions, it is on August 15. But in Hawaii, before pandemic, every weekend at the Buddhist temple, somewhere, Bon dance has been held. And also, every temples observe the Hatsubon service. Hatsu means first. The service is for the families who lost their loved one from a year before Obon to this year's Obon service. This means all families who attend the service went through same sad experience of separation and the loss of a loved one. All people understand and can help each other to overcome this sorrow together. It is not only a painful farewell, but it is also a joyful and grateful feeling that people were able to have a wonderful meeting as family or friend, and this rejoicing would be shared with their children, grandchildren, and friends of next generation. Please remember the Obon tradition started from the Urabonkyo Sutra, and this sutra described many meanings, such as looking for mother or ancestor, what gaki or hungry spirit means, offering and sharing food with friends. I'd like to share when I have another chance to speak about this. However, what I think is most important in this sutra is to think of a roots under our lives, to have a sense of gratitude for the many works, love, kindness, and memories we received from our parents, father, mother, jichan, bachan, grandpa, grandma, who raised you no matter how they were busy and tired, and to share those thoughts with the next generation, children, grandchildren, and friends. There are various theories to the origin of Bon dance, such as at the time Master Mokuren danced out of joy when his mother had been saved, or the Honganji temple started to call this Obon service as Kangie, gathering of rejoice. And so, priests and members started to show their rejoice by dancing. Therefore, the Bon dance began from Honganji. But I have not yet come across anything that proves which one is correct. I wish the world come back normal like before pandemic. and we can enjoy this Bonden season with rejoice. The season we enjoy with Amida Buddha and all of our loved one. Again, thank you for your kind listening, and thank you, Ms. Damaris, for your support for this precious White Way program. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Soga, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonkanji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, July 17, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom hybrid service will be Reverend Bert Sumikawa. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Demaray, and our speaker, Reverend Jeffrey Soga of Waipahu Honganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Dr. Benjamin Broad of Pacific Buddhist Academy. Namo Amida Butsu.